to another edition of the Ono Radio Show. I'm here, your host Owen, as always. Along beside me tonight, I've got, not even for that long, Duncan.
I know. So sad.
My favorite boy's leaving me. Duncan's here, everybody. Ty's here again.
Ty, baby.
And, got another guy in the studio who we'll tell you a little bit more about in just a second. See, that's what they call suspense.
Oh no, baby! Oh no! Oh no!
Why should I go on loving you? Thinking someday you'll be untrue.
God damn it, we're back again.
Yeah, we are, finally.
God, how long have we been doing this now?
You and me, or just you?
Just, the show in general has been around for fucking, you always remember better than me. Is it 3 years now?
3 years for you, 2 years.
2 years for you?
Just over 2 years
for me. God damn, what are we doing?
I don't know.
We've not gotten any better. We're exactly the same as we were.
We get marginally better.
On certain episodes?
On certain episodes. Sometimes we really suck, though.
Well, and then we get assholes in the studio like this, hey. You know, that decide hey, they're going to just fumble around with the mic stand for the first,
I can't hear me.
30 seconds of me talk. You can't hear you at all.
No, I can't. Well, I mean, like, I can hear that I'm speaking, but I can't hear me in my
can. You can't. That's because you had me turn you all the way fucking down, man.
See, man? God,
how's that?
It.
Is that a little better? Say something.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear myself.
Oh, hey. Look at that. Oh, it's amazing.
The music was unbearably loud.
Yeah, well, go.
Am I supposed to say my name?
You're going to have to deal with that. No, you don't say your name until we fucking ask you to say your name.
Exactly. When I introduce you, you know.
God damn it.
To say your name.
I thought that was the introduction.
I think the show's ruined before the introduction even happened.
And for once, it's not Owen's fault.
Yeah. Seriously,
God damn
thanks
it.
For backing me up.
Well, no, I'm waiting for you to fuck it up again. But
yeah.
Yeah. That's what normally happens.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, Mr. What are we calling you? J-Dubs? I don't know what we're calling you.
J-Dubs. Is that my rapping name?
Mr.
J-Dubs!
Yo, it's
John.
J-Dubs in the house.
William. Right.
The eighth.
J-Dubs!
Our favorite spaceman, John William Wright, is here. You do have astronaut-like qualities.
Oh, well, thank you very much, man.
You know, I feel like you...
I excelled in math.
You excelled in math. I feel like astronauts need to be fairly witty. I feel like they need to be in shape.
I think
they need to have good hair.
I
think
either.
They
need...
And,
just
and,
a part.
And I imagine them being tall, you know, all American types.
I think so. Except for the, yeah, I think so.
You're is that saying. What you are?
Truthfully, my grandfather was an astronaut rocket engineer.
An astro rocket nut.
An astro rocket nut?
He actually did work for NASA.
Did he really?
I wanted to say, you introduced me as John William Wright the Eighth.
Yeah?
And
how many Wrights are there? I know there's more than one.
Well, I'm the only one with that full name, but I suggested I have a pregnant wife, and I suggested that for her, or for the baby, we should name it John William Wright the Second.
The Second, yeah?
Even if it's a girl. And she said no.
She was like, I'm not having
she
that.
She hates my name so much.
Yeah.
She won't let me continue it.
It is a fairly douchey name. It's an overly douchey name.
What if you spell it like Jean-Luc Picard, though? Just like, you know, give it the J.
Just name him Jean-Luc Picard, I think is the better option.
That's definitely the better
option. Here's the thing. Like, I realize having all three names professionally is a douchey thing to do. And I didn't do it because I wanted to be douchey.
Right.
But my parents meant me to be called John William. They call me John William. They didn't hyphenate it, which I guess is a blessing. I don't know. But like, for what they want to call me to be called, it's not a blessing because nobody calls me that except for them.
But why would they not want to include your surname?
Well, like, what's your middle name?
Luke.
Do your parents say, this is my son, Owen Luke?
Never.
Yeah.
Never once in their life.
But my parents, whenever they introduce me or talk about me, they say John William.
Yeah, the only time my mom ever used my middle name is when she was mad at me.
Yeah, right. That's what it's for with everyone else.
Yeah.
I didn't ever even get that.
Really?
No. Oh, they just never even used it. My mom doesn't have a middle name, so maybe that's part
of it.
Hold
on. Did you say it was Luke?
Luke.
When your middle name is the same as Picard's, you should always use it.
Well, here's the deal.
I like the Picard tug.
You should hyphen Luke. Yeah,
I've told this before, but you know the whole deal with my middle name is that my brother got to pick it, being 5 years old at the time, and Dad had got him into Star Wars. Where does it come from?
Of course, yeah,
that's awesome.
But my brother got to pick my middle name. You know,
because of Star Wars.
Awesome.
And you're mad about it?
No.
Did they give you Owen because it's from Star Wars
Darth.
As well?
I wanted Darth.
You're lucky he didn't want to call you like Boba Fett. Owen, Boba
Fett. Chewie would have been.
You can get fucked on that because I would love to have the
Owen,
right?
Boba Fett.
That's
Butler.
Your legal
that
name.
Even has a good ring.
Yeah,
to
dude.
It.
Boba Fett's more badass than anybody.
Owen, Boba Fett, Butler. Except he's eaten by the Sarlacc. That's not very.
Oh,
badass.
No, he's not eaten. He's inside the Sarlacc. That motherfucker didn't die.
No, because they wanted to sell fucking plastic figures. And so they brought him
back. You're talking
to
a guy with a portrait of Boba Fett tattooed on him. RoboCop and Judge Dredd.
And Judge Dredd.
God damn it.
I like the Judge Dredd movie.
Which one?
The new one?
Yeah.
With Stallone. Yeah, absolutely.
No, Stallone. With, what's his name?
That's Judge Dredd, though.
That is Judge Dredd. Like, I'm sorry. I love the Stallone Dredd movie. It's horribly good.
It is horrible.
Yeah, No. This is from the comic. Like, it's
That's legit. I respect that. Do you know what I want to say on behalf of Boba Fett? Aside from having like the most baller of all costumes,
he does.
True story.
His fucking ship.
Oh, Slave One.
Easily. The baller of
the baller of the ship.
Dude, it just fucking just
sweet
like,
ass ship.
Star Wars is filled to the brim
with baller shit.
Yeah.
You are
and
correct.
He's smart enough to carry a fucking blaster. I mean, come on.
Blasters and a jetpack and fucking.
That's why Star Wars. Like, that's why often Star Wars has the edge in the Star Trek Star Wars debate because Star Wars is so sexy.
Yeah. Yeah,
I love Star Trek. I have a Spock robe.
I'm leaning one way or the other, I'm going Star Wars without a doubt.
Yeah.
I am so completely torn.
Are you really?
I am too.
See, I didn't know this. Like, I'm a big fan. I always knew of the debate, but I never really knew.
Are we talking Star Trek?
I never really knew the Trek versus Wars. It was that intense. I mean, both have good parts. Both have bad parts. I mean. I don't really enjoy the original Shatner.
I enjoy the shit out of the original series.
It is classic.
I enjoy the shit out of the Next Generation.
Oh, we do
and
it
and
as well.
And that's where I come in. You're older than me. When I grew up, that's what it was. Can you stop fucking with the microphone and just talk into it?
Man, I'm sorry.
Just let it be there.
But
you don't see the rest
say,
of us
let
fucking
me just
with
say,
it.
In like in my like doppelganger world, the other me, Picard is my dad.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that would be... Yeah. He's just so wise.
He is.
Every decision he makes is like, he believes it.
I love how Picard is completely...
That's like a captain-esque quality to
him.
Awesome.
You know,
it's, but
you're
that was
saying
what
different
made
than
him.
Shatner?
Well, no, I think Picard is aged better than any of them.
Yes.
You know, I think... Well, what's the joke? You see the chick from Voyager.
Kate Mulgrew.
You see Will Shatner, and then you see Jean-Luc Picard. And obviously, you know, the Enterprise on Next Generation's the only one
with the gym.
But, yeah, he's – look at him. He's how old now? He's in his 70s, isn't he?
Probably.
Have you seen the video of him high?
See, they say he's high. I don't know. He's just fucking around.
I don't know. I believe it. He was doing a lot of squinting and giggling.
He was explaining an acting technique, was he not?
The quadruple take.
He looks – like, he could be stoned,
like
but you don't
one.
Know. Like, he might just be jolly. He's like a jolly old man teaching this kid.
Yeah.
And this is the fourth wall.
Well, he married some younger chick, too, right?
That's who he's giving the quadruple take class to.
Oh, I thought that was like a child.
Dwight had this closer to me. They're eating their microphone compared to where I'm at.
Yeah, sure. If you want to be louder, you get on it. If you want to scream, you do things like this.
So Sorry, man. If you want to have these things Owen, taped to my head.
If you upset Owen, you fucking get him.
Then you get Scream
like
Owen.
That. Yeah.
And Owen gets like louder. Owen.
Then we all have to get louder.
Owen Luke.
He gets mad at us.
Yeah, there you go.
Owen Luke.
Owen Luke, pipe
you
down in
shut
there.
Shut up, damn.
You're disturbing the cat.
The cat's outside.
Yeah,
I know, but it's freaked out because you're getting all angry.
No, she's not.
No, she's not. She's
used to that.
Entirely used to it now. By the way, we haven't even said what John does. I think
we don't need to.
He's an actor.
An actor.
Oh,
man.
Of the stage and screen.
What I love is that we have so many Orlando actors come on this show. None of them, A, plug anything.
No. Nope.
None of them, B, ever admit that they were on the show.
Yep. Yeah, they're pretty good about that. Can I
tell a story that illustrates what people think of when you tell them you're an actor?
Please.
Oh, absolutely. Please, absolutely. So, and we'll tell you what it's like when we tell people that we're stagehands.
Yeah, this is true, too.
You have an actual story? Because
I have a picture that pretty much represents.
Yeah. But go with the story.
So it was I lived in this apartment complex with a gym, and I used to go to the gym. And I was there in the gym one night working out, and there was a girl on the treadmill, and on the TV in the gym, it was small, like a one-room thing. On the TV, Jeopardy was playing.
Nice.
And we were like, and I like Jeopardy.
I do too.
Fuck yeah.
And I enjoy like saying the answer.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that's like why people watch Jeopardy.
That's why, yeah.
Did she call you out? She's like smarty pantsy or
yes,
some shit?
She did. So yeah. I answered a question, and she liked trivia. And she asked me about, you know, like what I did, and we like started a conversation.
Right.
And I said I was an actor.
One of those questions was, "Do you want to fuck?"
No, she didn't say
that. Like, oh my god, seriously? Can
seriously?
I just blow you over here?
My panties dropped 5 minutes ago.
Seriously,
I super love trivia.
As soon as you said you were an actor,
so people don't ever say that to me, really. Just to be clear. Don't be led astray by these
assholes. Probably got more play.
So anyways, but she was like, you're an actor. I'm so surprised. You're actually smart. I tried not to be offended, and she was nice enough and everything.
But people assume that actors are stupid.
Yeah, like
exactly.
You're people think you're dumb.
It's a shitty
story.
People think we're really dumb, too.
Well, no, people don't think we're really dumb. People think we're kind of crazy.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Like I tell people I'm a roadie.
That's actually that's a legit stereotype.
It is, absolutely.
If you're real at what you do, if you're really doing...
If you're a proper theater fucking rock and roll stage
I think that goes for a lot of actors, though,
too. Absolutely.
I think a lot of actors are kind of crazy.
Oh, sure.
Like, and you have to be.
I would never think of you as dumb, but I would never think of you as normal by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, clearly
that's
not.
That's cool, I hope.
That's a good thing.
No, that's a good thing.
It is a way good thing.
You're in a room full of people that are not normal.
Man. Yeah, that's good.
I don't enjoy the normal very much.
All right.
High fives.
I agree with
We're
you guys.
All high-fiving.
I have nothing to say about
right,
that.
Right, right. No, okay. Yeah.
No, I mean,
that makes me feel welcome.
When people ask me what I do, I kind of have to think about who I'm talking to.
Yeah, I really have to think about it because
like
I do
to,
a lot of different things.
How do I explain? And same here.
Well, are you smart enough to understand a generalized term like I'm a stagehand?
Because that's not even what we are most of the times. You know?
Not at the factory.
Right.
Absolutely not. But in general, I am a stagehand.
Right,
you're a stagehand. We're
but
all...
hasn't stagehand become like an under-meaning term? Like... You know,
stagehand
is like the bottom of
the
barrel people that are there for the day getting paid $80 to help you.
See, and that's what you know.
Yeah, in defense of you guys, that's from people that don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Most people don't understand what it. Yeah. And
like us, like a lot of people in just the general business world that we're talking about, who we're talking to, wouldn't understand what an equity actor is or are you union in, you know.
And a lot of people that work at the factory would say, hey, I'm an actor. And you're like, no, you're not. You portray that.
You're a performer.
Thing. Yeah, you're
yeah.
a performer
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
one gig.
Yeah.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Yeah. You're not an actor.
And then there are people that do work at this in the same jobs that legitimately are actors and are pursuing ventures as actors, are on stage and on film.
Right.
Exactly.
They're actors working a job to
pay
the bills.
Do you do other projects? You work,
man.
Yep. I work in the business. I'm just saying, like, it's good to know actors as friends.
What was the last thing you did outside of the factory? Of course.
You mean like? Well, I will say this, that this makes me money, but I don't call myself a model. I did just do a shoot for a welcome to or a visit, and it was a local city. Area around Orlando City. I'm not naming it. Like,
why? Right. Why are you not naming it?
Because like we didn't name the factory.
You can say.
Well, okay.
Is it just being cute calling it the factory?
No, the difference with the factory is that they actually have a whole group of people that fucking sit and wait for us to drop key words, so that you know what I mean.
Like, maybe, probably.
There's differences. Like we refer to the factory as the factory,
but you can promote what you do
because
it's
any other job. Yeah, because we have nothing. We don't want to promote the factory. Number one,
no,
we don't want to associate with it. But it still is a job, and we're really good about being extremely vague about what we're really talking about.
Yeah,
and
because for the most part, we try
to even avoid mentioning the factory.
We try to make it so that anything that happens on this show happens outside the walls of the factory.
Well, and not only that, too, but everyone has a factory. Everyone has a factory. You know, at my factory, we do this. My factory, we do that. We just happen to work together. That's where we met and so on and so forth. But, no, I think...
All right, it's Kissimmee.
It's Kissimmee.
Visit Kissimmee.
Why would you not fucking say that?
I don't know.
We're banned now from Kissimmee. We can't.
Did you just get that?
Just popped up on the Skype.
On the Skype?
I didn't even like talk bad about it, though.
By the way, we haven't done
it
yet.
I had a fabulous experience while I was in Kissimmee for this shoot. Let me tell you, the downtown area is amazingly nice.
Is that what it was like?
It seemed like it was built 100 years ago, but it's new. You know, like had that quaint appeal? Yeah. Anyways, I did a photo shoot for that shit.
Oh, so you didn't even do that spiel?
Like
you just did that spiel?
You talking about Old Town?
No, it wasn't Old Town. It was Main Street.
Main Street?
Town actually is old.
Man,
I like Old Town.
I like Old Town.
I fucking like Old Town.
Main Street Kissimmee's gotten pretty nice, you know, over the years. My parents are all from that area, so it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When we used to come on vacation, we would stay down in Kissimmee, but we'd stay off of 192, like...
St. Cloud used to be a redneck shithole. It's turned into an absolutely beautiful place and a really, it's been turned around.
I played basketball against St. Cloud.
Yeah, St. Cloud is right next to Kissimmee. And so that whole area has really,
sister cities.
They stepped it up, you know. They're like your Winter Gardens if you're from, you know, the Central Florida area, which most artists are.
I'm born in Winter Garden.
I'm not surprised. You seem like I was going to guess College Park or one of those douchey places. But everyone that is really born in Orlando, kind of a douche. You ever met them? Like, kind of a douche.
I married one.
You're an asshole, man.
Yeah.
You just figured that
I
out?
I moved.
Yeah?
He's nice to me at work. At the factory.
He's never met me outside of
We have a good working relationship. How's that?
No, we all have a good working relationship.
We're good acquaintances.
We really are. We really are very good.
But I've always had I've always had a good working relationship with
Except
any performers
he stole
because
by Ramones DVD.
Well, you deserve it.
I gave him an album that he was supposed to give me $5 for that he never gave me.
Which I was gonna bring tonight. And I forgot.
Oh, you snap. You forgot it.
Son of a bitch.
Bam. Forgot.
Can't find that Ramones DVD to save my life.
I told you I would buy a pizza.
Yeah? Okay. Well, on break, when we go to break.
Hop on
which
that.
We will
forget
right
about
you.
The fact that we were going to order a pizza.
We will. We'll try.
I'm on pizza watch.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
God, this show's off the rails. What are we doing?
This is not a show.
This is just talking.
You know what this is? This is the porch without cigarettes. That's all it is.
I like it.
We had some good stuff on the porch.
We did have some good stuff on the
what
porch.
What were we talking about? Let's give it.
We were going to talk about
the
WNBA.
Well, no, we were just going
to. John wanted to comment on how he hated the WNBA.
Hold on a second. I said, can we talk about the WNBA?
You said, can we talk shit about
the
WNBA?
I'm pretty sure it was some sort of negative connotation.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I wanted to say about the WNBA, which actually. no, it actually, what I'm going to say,
it actually does suck.
It actually says a lot about the talent of the girls in the WNBA. But that girl, Brittany Griner, did you hear
about her? I know nothing of this shit.
Dude, I don't follow men's basketball.
So anyway, let me just tell you what it is. She's like the best college female player ever.
Is she hot?
And she...
No, she plays in the WNBA and she's the best one ever.
I'll tell you this. Her voice is like...
I'm Brittany.
Like yours.
I'm Brittany. How's it going?
She can actually dunk and has done it a bunch... but anyways, the guy that owns the Dallas Mavericks, Mark,
that guy,
he's on Shark Tank.
Asshole.
The famous rich asshole.
Mark Cuban. Yeah.
So he owns the Dallas Mavericks, and he said that he was interested in drafting her
for the Mavericks.
That's your asshole.
It was.
Damn.
So he like. Is that what that was? Really?
Yeah, it was.
Who?
He did. He lifted him off the couch.
Dude, it did. It helped me.
You're shitting yourself now?
I don't give a fuck.
I didn't want to call you out.
I don't care.
That's the first time he's openly done that like that.
Doorknob.
And now Ty's playing keyboard.
Oh no. This is the kind of show it's devolved to.
Mark Cuban.
So anyways, Mark Cuban said like he'd stirred up like maybe her being drafted into the NBA and it didn't end up happening. And her rookie year in the WNBA where she's supposed to be awesome, like she hasn't done shit.
Ah.
Not even competitive.
But she would have been whooping some dude butt.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you believe that though?
Probably not.
No, because you put her up against mid-range NBA player.
Here's the thing. I think she's like, I think she's taller than me.
If she can dunk,
I'm 6'6". I think she's like 6'8". Yeah, I think she's like 6'7" or 6'8". But anyways, like she's a post player.
Yeah.
And so the average post player in the NBA is 6'10", 7 foot. And so like the game that she's got, like what she wouldn't be able to hang.
Yeah.
And she's not even hanging in the WNBA.
So it's a publicity stunt. It's a Mark. I mean,
it was him. Yeah.
Because it didn't happen. He knew it wasn't going to happen.
Good for Mark Cuban for talking about it because maybe it'll happen one day, but not with Brittany Griner.
Does that need to happen? Do we need any sort of integration in sports like that?
I don't know. I mean, like, if there's.
Why not?
If there's a good enough player.
If there's a girl out there.
I feel like in golf, that can happen. I feel like in. It's sport.
If there's a good enough player.
Okay.
Sport,
put it this way. You're never going to have an NHL player that's a woman, and you're never going to have an NFL football player that's a woman.
Unless she's a kicker.
Okay.
Which I feel like that sounds sexist, but I'm just saying, like, that's plausible. Yeah.
That makes sense.
What movie was that? Damn it.
Necessary Roughness.
Oh, well, obvious. Oh, God. Kathy Ireland. That movie.
Yeah. It's Always Sunny did an episode on that, too.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula.
Who did you. I didn't watch it because I was watching football, but my wife was watching it. The Emmys. Scott Bakula, still handsome.
Who is that?
Quantum Leap.
I don't fucking know Quantum Leap.
Well, who the fuck are you? You don't know Quantum Leap?
I don't know. What the hell is...
you should love
Star Trek Generations.
Yeah, which wasn't that great.
I don't know.
Enterprise, whichever one it was. No, Scott Bakula.
It was Enterprise. Generations is a movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I like that movie. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That was the first one, wasn't it?
Got a little Trekkie in you.
Generations?
I love Star Trek.
Generations
it's
was
really
the first
the
one.
The battle between
of
Wars
the
and Trek.
Next
That's what
generation.
I meant. Yeah.
I've spent a lot more time as an adult on Trek.
Two conversations in the same room.
Star Trek more as adults. Like Star Wars, we all loved Star Wars when we were kids because Star Wars was the jam.
I still love Star Wars. I had it in my bedroom. And I would never have bought this because I thought it was stupid, but someone gave it to me and I was like, okay. But I had a life-size Boba Fett.
I have a Boba Fett helmet in the backseat of my car.
Yeah, it's two Boba Fett
just
helmets.
In case.
I'm saying, as a kid.
Oh, dude, the other one is sitting on top of my Peter Criss bust.
See, you're spoiled. He's a spoiled asshole. You can tell he had a Boba Fett.
No, the Dude, my youth pastor gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
In exchange for you not telling that he was trying to touch your nose.
I need to get this out of my house. Can you
because it's
it?
A little conspicuous. Because
he was like, I can take advantage of him because he's a little actor and they're dumb.
He was cool at first. He turned out to be a real tool, that guy.
Hey, yeah. No, not a youth pastor.
We called it.
Yeah, I've been through all that.
For the record, if the youth pastor ever hears this, I'm not talking about the short one with all the brothers. I'm talking about the other one that did forest rangering.
Child that did fucking molestation in the forest.
Not to me.
Is what you're saying. No, it doesn't have to be to you.
I was going
to
ask.
But I'm just saying.
No, like, I realized that was like a perfect setup for a molestation story, but no.
No.
As far as I know.
And you also have to realize that any opportunity I get to make a joke
about
clergy
or
being
or
a fucking child molester.
The Catholic Church, it's probably going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm not offended. And I'm not offended, period. Also, I'm not offended that easily. But my father is a clergyman as well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Uh-oh.
We should get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. How many children have you touched?
No, sir.
No?
No, sir. That is a terrible idea.
Are you scared of your dad?
I'm not scared of my dad, but I surely don't want to call him.
Oh,
no, you certainly don't want
that. One of these days, someone's going to say yes to that.
What's
question
funny is
when I ask it of them.
I've got a couple of friends that are preacher's kids, and their
my
parents
wife would
are
call
all
dad. She'd be like, yeah, call him.
Yeah.
Their parents are all nice enough to me and everything, but I can tell every time they look at me, they're like, don't you fucking spend any time with this one. don't do that. I'm like, I love Satan.
Hail Satan. They're like, hail Satan. They're like, he's nice, but what happened to him that he's...
What happened that he's
that
like
he's,
that?
That he doesn't like... Yeah.
That he doesn't like Jesus? Like, well, let's see. First of all, my IQ is above 7.
Hey, no.
Moving on. I do want to play a video for you guys to do somewhat of a regulated show here. Jesus Christ.
Well, it's only 45 minutes into it. It's about goddamn time.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we'll get onto a
give me that
actual
Casio
thing
over
for
there.
2 seconds.
Give me that Casio over there. It's
Casio.
The Yamaha.
It's going to be, first off, it's a Yamaha.
It's pretty Casio-like.
I can't really actually argue with that very much.
No, it reminds me of a watch.
There have been shows where Ty just plays the keyboard the whole time.
The whole time. And then Duncan gets mad.
And then Owen actually gets really
mad. Hold on. Owen
loved it.
Like, why wouldn't... It's not like too distracting, is it? It's just like nice. It sets the mood.
No,
sometimes
it
can.
It can.
Maybe in the second segment,
touching the background.
You can even drive the mood if you start like doing it like some.
No. Don't give him any goddamn ideas. He's not allowed to fucking drive the mood of the show. That's why he sits in that seat, and that's why Owen sits over there, and I just sit here
and
be stoned.
Anyway, this is a real product.
Oh, Jesus
that exists
Christ.
In the world, and I thought it was a joke when I
and
saw
and you're bringing
the commercial.
It into my zeitgeist. And I don't like it.
But it does have the best marketing of the any G-word. New product I've seen. What?
Zeitgeist?
Oh, we zeitgeisted all over this place, man.
Improper use.
I just zeitgeisted a bitch last night. It was fucking awesome.
Amusing improper use.
Yes.
Hey, come on. Fuck
zeitgeist
off.
that's a Nazi
these
poltergeist.
Actors they don't know what they're talking about,
man. Those, not only are they dumb, but they're usually
hey, go
assholes.
Go cite it somewhere else.
Cite it somewhere else. Do you ever get your wife looking at you going, it's a goddamn thing you're pretty?
I used to hate people
in public.
That's crazy.
You know
that
the feeling
that.
Nothing is worse than stinking up the
I'm still not sure this
work.
Is real
or the toilet.
It is real. The actual,
no, we have
it,
this
it is real.
The actual
who's
product
we?
Is
at
called
your house? At my
wait
house.
Wait a minute. You do not.
You I put promise. The, you, she puts the thing, and there's a film, and it
does,
smells
we
pretty.
Use it like, it's a, I mean, it's stupid. Like, we're just like, just
at a party,
poop and
or
move
your
on.
Lovers apart.
I'm going to let it play in the background, I guess.
Okay,
here.
Well, you want us to maybe be quiet?
Yeah, for 2 seconds.
Your skin marks as tenacious as mine. But what can be done
I'm trying to explain to the people exactly what's going on here. Basically, there's a
it's a girl on the crapper.
And she's sitting on the toilet with an, and she has an English accent. She's going to talk to you about a new product called Poo Pourri.
Yeah.
I swear this is an SNL skit.
It seems like it, but it's not.
I have some.
300 cow dairy farm. Aerosol air fresheners aren't the most effective option, or the healthiest. Trying to mask the stench, giving you a nice blend of Chemlab carnations with just a touch of feces. So, how do you make the world believe your poop doesn't stink? Or in fact that you never poop at all?
She comes from.
Poopery. Poopery is the before-you-go toilet spray that is proven to trap those embarrassing odors at the source. And...
Okay. The before right. you go. Okay, hold on.
Can I defend myself why I have this problem?
No, you can't. I don't care.
I need to know.
First of all, what I have to say is that when I have to shit, I don't ever have time for that.
No.
Like, if I've got a shit, it's an emergency and we're going right now. My body does not give me a nice casual warning.
And I'm not wasting this on a 7-Eleven bathroom.
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
Where would you carry that? In your fucking purse?
Maybe you would carry it in your purse.
I'm back pocket, maybe. I don't know.
You would carry
You're
it in your
kidding
purse.
Me. Just because I have a man sack. A man sack is a scrotum.
Do you want to
a
hear
bag that you wear is a fucking purse. Like,
do you want to hear the science?
I used to carry a bag, but it was a purse.
Oh God, we know about man bags. Society's over them. Fucking A. Do you want to know how it works, though? Now we're on poopery.
All right.
Tempo, Owen, Luke.
We spritz poopery in the bowl to create a film on the water's surface that actually traps the odors in their porcelain prison. And when you...
Okay, so the concept, first off, we're dumping something into the toilet that is going to create a film, as she explains.
You shouldn't say dumping, because the dumping...
No, it is spritzing.
You're spritzing.
She is
the
spritzing.
The dumping is next.
J-Dubs owns this shit. He has it.
I know. I'm just saying...
I have not bought it.
That it seems like...
You contributed.
I got a theory on this, and I feel like can create... your own homemade version of this for a lot cheaper. And you don't necessarily want the faggy smell. Does it come with a faggy smell afterwards?
It's definitely, that's the flavor.
It's faggy smell.
It's faggy smell.
It's a faggy right there.
See, what I'm thinking is we change this up a little bit, right?
She got it at a baby shower. Someone gave it to her. You're going to be taking a dump a lot while you're pregnant.
It's
some
a novelty. It's a novelty gift in a lot of places. Now,
we tried it, and I don't remember if it worked or not. It was like,
the fucking bowel movements I've had recently would smell like a dead body.
Concept, and we'll listen to the rest of the poopery thing here in just a second their concept.
You're supposed to spray before you go.
I'm already getting ideas, for my own product that is like this,
like one that smells like bacon.
No.
Ooh.
Motor oil. I want
motor
fucking.
Oil is good.
I think if you just put some motor oil in the toilet, it'll create that film.
You're an idiot.
And then you take.
You
a dump
are so fucking stupid.
And it will
destroy your pipes.
And it will destroy your pipes. Exactly.
But then it will release a nice manly smell because
of shit and castrol.
Look, I'm with you on the manly smell.
It's gonna smell like 10W fucking turd.
I'm with you. I'm
so
with
then,
you on that. But listen. What
about WD-40 then? WD-40 actually has a pretty nice smell. We just spritz that in there. We spray that in there. And that's just as good. You're creating the film.
I would light
plus
it on fire.
WD-40 might actually not be a terrible idea.
I don't think you're creating a film at that point.
All right.
What if you could get it to smell like tennis balls? Like a tennis ball, like a new tennis ball smell?
I always thought they smelled like cow turds.
Tennis balls?
Did any of you nerds play any sports growing up?
Did you play in the fields with the cows?
I did play in fields with cows.
I mean,
tennis
I
balls
did.
Don't smell
no,
like
you
that.
Smell them real close. They smell like cow turds.
If you
someone call the show if
weird.
They know about cow turds smelling like tennis balls.
You English people.
You're weird.
It's
when
English
you
countryside.
Pop a can
man.
Of tennis balls.
That's,
there's a smell.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that's
cow turds.
I love that smell.
This man loves that smell.
The smell
he
of
wants
cow
to
turds.
Poop in it.
I played tennis growing up. Maybe
I bet you. I bet you
maybe
smell
it's different it. For people that
you
play
fucking
tennis.
Would play tennis growing
he would.
Up. You fucking little preppy boy. You
he's
played
a rich
tennis,
kid.
And you probably would you fucking did, play lacrosse
no,
too?
I didn't play lacrosse.
Fucking basketball.
I was not a rich kid.
Did you?
At
did
all.
You
like we were poor. I was a poor kid.
Poor kid.
I don't believe it.
I was a poor kid. Hold on.
He
listen.
Was PlayStation 1 and not having an N64.
Listen to
as
the
well,
listen to the argument. I was poor kid, but I was the preacher's kid, and so there were people, and you know, a lot of Christians in Florida are
like
conservative
exactly
like Republican.
I really want to get to know him, but yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like,
you didn't have to pay taxes. And
like, preacher's kid, basically poor, but there are enough, like, people that want the preacher to be doing
like them.
Be doing okay.
Yeah. They'll kind of give you stuff.
We always had enough.
Yeah.
But, like, by no means was I a rich kid or a preppy kid. I went to a Christian school where I had to wear a damn uniform.
I went to a Baptist school for 1 year of my life. It was the worst year of my life.
I was homeschooled.
Now we're starting to explain so much more. Now I'm starting to get a better picture.
Okay, so where does the... No, here's a good question, though. Where does the whole acting thing come on? I mean, where does the bug bite you? Is it in church? Like... Little Jesus plays and shit.
It was the passion play. I'm sure.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I mean,
Jesus.
I was tall. I always had to play God.
Were you Jesus once?
No, I was never,
because
I
you're
was
tall.
You played God?
Like they're like, oh, it's like very simple imagery. Like, oh, the tall guy, he should be God because God is the biggest.
Oh
yeah.
I guess that's about right.
And he
can
grow a beard. There's Jesus.
Wait a minute, though. Isn't that again? No one.
It's always like...
That's like a false idol thing. I mean, a little bit. I mean no one
worships
false idols.
You guys can call me your God.
So okay, wait, I got
to
ask.
Some people would say that, but that's like pretty conservative to suggest that.
You know what I mean, though. That's kind of a...
Sometimes we suggest the most ridiculously conservative thing possible.
Do you want to hear the most ridiculous job I've had?
You were at the Holy Land, weren't you?
Yep.
Oh my God, I was just going to ask if you've been to the Holy Land experience, because I've never been there.
I worked at the Holy Land for 2 years.
For those of you who don't know, that don't live in
and
Central Florida,
off.
The Holy Land, Florida is
Holy Land experience.
Christian
theme park.
Bill Maher's done a whole thing on it in Religious. Go watch
designed,
that, he'll fill you in.
Designed to convert Jews to Christianity.
That was the idea? That's in their mission statement there?
Yeah, that was the original...
The plan.
Because the guy that built it, I think his name is Marv Rosenberg, something like that.
Jesus.
Some very Jew name.
Yeah, who went Jew for Jesus?
Who went Jew for Jesus?
Because there's more money in it.
Yes.
Who went Jew for Jesus? Built that place.
Slow clap on that.
That was incredibly racist. And
accurate.
I love it. And accurate. Yeah. And completely accurate. Thank you. Okay, hold on. Fuck this poopery shit. I want to talk about the Holy Land experience because I'm fascinated.
No, we're fine.
By it.
We'll do that and then we'll go to break.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's about that time.
I'm absolutely fascinated by it. Last year, a friend of mine from Australia flew into town for a couple of days and we drove by the Holy Land experience and he's like, that's not a real thing.
This is, oh, like, you're talking
yeah.
about.
I'm talking about Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, there's no way that's real. I'm like, that's a real fucking place.
That's
a
what
real
they do.
Thing. That's what they do. Like, it's not very big.
Yeah.
It's getting bigger.
They built the Colosseum.
But they do a
Can I
geez-
go?
Yeah, go.
Yeah,
so
please.
So here's the thing. Like, stuff like the Holy Land,
Can
in
you
my
go?
Opinion, and I feel like I have a pretty good idea of the Holy Land because I worked there for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like the Holy Land is, if your religion is like, so hell-bent on marketing that there's a theme park.
Right?
Yeah.
Where,
yeah.
like, where I kid you not, I perform in a passion play,
yep.
which is the traditional expression to talk about a singy-songy shitty show where Jesus is crucified.
Yep.
Twice a day, I nail the...
You nailed Jesus?
I nailed Jesus to the cross.
Yeah. At least you were that guy.
Fuck
yeah!
Fuck yeah. And I hope while you're doing it too, there's just Slayer lyrics running through your fucking head. Oh, God.
I like that you went da-da-da because it was like I did it to the beat. Like, da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
So twice a day and once on Sundays because we opened it after
noon
on Sunday.
There's little kids watching this too, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
At least you
redeemed
yourself.
I've done the passion play.
We're bred to know that story.
Yeah.
Right,
you know,
right.
And it's like,
dude, I didn't even grow up in the church and I knew that story. I've worked the passion play like 6 years in a row, like as a stagehand. You
right.
know what I mean? Like it's one of those things.
So in my opinion, like if your religion is, you know, doing that in an effort, you know, and like if your religion is doing that and the mission statement is still like to convert to our religion, like you're focusing on the wrong shit.
Yeah.
Well, the passion play is like that Mel Gibson movie, right?
Yeah.
The
Which
Apocalypto.
Actually,
kind of.
No,
Apocalypto. Yes. Yes. It was Braveheart, actually.
What was it called?
Passion of the Christ.
It's
the 2.5 hour snuff film.
It's an extreme
version
of it.
But I'm saying, like, I don't care if you're a Buddhist. Like, that was a pretty good movie. Like, I realize why it's controversial, and I I'm fine with the the error in that.
But what's even weirder is, like,
that aside, it's a good movie. I think Mel Gibson.
I like
a good
but then there's like there's the whole other side that some Christians were super like offended by it, and then there were others that took the whole church group to go see it. They had to see this, you know. Yeah.
And then there were people like me who got stoned and were just like, "Dude, let's go watch Jesus get his ass beat." Kicked.
I'm in that group.
On right? that, on that
just
note.
Saying. All right, I think
it is time for break.
That ended up being a solid half of segment for sure.
Sure, it was. We never know how these things turn out until I listen to them the next day when I'm sober.
No, you're not.
Moog. She's playing us out.
Ty.
Yeah.
We played this before the show, but none of it was included in the show.
So nice work, buddy.
Now going to play some Holy Ghost.
Holy
and it's off their new album, Dynamics. So check it out. It's pretty badass.
You've been gone too long in the midnight sea. What's been coming on me? Ride the tiger! It almost goes.
We'll be right back. Give us a call in the next segment. We do need callers to call in, and that number is Duncan.
3-2-1 3-3-2-0-1-8-6
Church.
Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. It is the second segment. Where things get a little different, I suppose. Now, Duncan, I told you a little bit the other night about an experience I had when I was a kid, about 13
Show us
years
on the
old.
Doll. Show us on the doll where they touched you.
It wasn't that traumatic. And at the time, I had a really, really good time. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. This is going to explain a lot, Ty.
Touching.
No, Ty, we've had a conversation that this is going to segue into, and you'll...
And I feel like at the end of the day, it does kind of probably explain a lot about me, but one time I was taken by my parents...
Jesus, is it always like this, guys?
On a road trip.
It's getting serious.
You know? With my parents, it's just mom, dad, and me. Brother was away at school or living his own new life, you know. And then we went on a pretty serious excursion, you know, in the new RV, the family RV, which we were talking about earlier. And we wound up at what I would describe as probably the world's most racist theme park.
And he loved it.
Universal Orlando?
It was not.
Gatorland.
Oh, Gatorland would definitely be the most racist in Central Florida.
Have you been to Gatorland?
It's awesome.
Dude, Gatorland, if you're a gator, like, it's not a bad gig.
They're cool with
it. Okay, some would argue that Mr. Disney would hold the title himself, really.
Yeah. He is an evil bastard.
But there's a bear. At Gatorland, there's a bear. And the bear has a cage the size of, like, this room.
Yeah,
which is like
12
by 12, probably.
It's where you keep bears.
And that's it. He's got like a ball and a swing. And
that's all he needs.
The thing
paced
back and forth and looked angry.
I'm an angry bear.
I'm sure he did.
He's a racist bear, too, I tell you that.
Well, no, where was racist. The... Where?
We were in a little place called Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Home of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Not only the home of Jake the Snake Roberts, but the home of the birthplace of the Ku Klux Klan.
Not the birthplace. Tennessee.
You just spoiled his whole bit.
Actually, Many will claim
next story.
It's the birthplace. Even if it wasn't, it was a headquarters. And fuck you, it was a pretty big deal because there was a Ku Klux Klan influence throughout this whole
thing. Love your racist forefathers. Well, this is what I'm saying.
Everything was
Confederate.
Hey guys.
Yeah. The whole theme park was it was water slides and rides and all that shit. And it was a very fun day until the end of the evening, where you're actually looking at Stone Mountain. Which Stone Mountain, if you've never seen it, is a big
Stone Mountain. That's weird.
It's a big stone mountain, but it's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's just one big stone in the middle of nowhere.
It's like the equivalent of Ayers Rock in Australia.
Something like that. It's just a big fucking rock. It makes no sense.
Except there's a big carving in it.
And yes, now there is a carving, and when I saw it, and it was the coolest, man. You sat down on the lawn for the end of the night show, and there was this laser fireworks. Light show and all these fireworks going off. Exactly.
Yeah.
And embedded in Stone Mountain were four, like a Mount Rush. It's a Mount Rushmore of Confederate generals. And it's all like Confederate like music. And honestly, like, only in America would we do this. And still,
and everybody's whistling Dixie.
And they're loving it. And they're.
No, that's different.
But they are the same people that are hating on the blacks and truly meaning it, you know?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second. Who are the people hating on the blacks just
the
for
people
fun?
That work at Stone Mountain.
I got to look this up.
Stone Mountain theme park? Yeah, look it up.
I have a friend who's from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and that person is a black person.
Ask him about the Klan, because the Klan probably...
I'm not going to go ask my black friend that's from Stone Mountain, Georgia about the Klan.
You should ask him if he's ever been racially racist.
Racist.
Was it tough growing up in the mythological birthplace of the Klan?
The maybe, probably not birthplace of the
Klan. Well, that's what... That was their claim. I think it was on the sign. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw it on the sign.
I don't know.
Like,
it's up against the entire state of Tennessee.
There's other states, too.
I mean, I've watched a lot of documentaries about it.
You're
going to
look that one up, too?
I've got to look it up, quick. Too.
Yeah. Okay. What? We mentioned
secrets?
He's trying to do an off.
He's doing secrets.
We're having food delivered, and I just realized we need to tip the dude at the door. And you don't have any cash? I have $1.
All right. There's some cash in here, man.
Unless I can just put it on the card.
You should be able to.
I got bills, yo.
Oh, dollars. Make it rain.
Wait,
I might have a single.
I think it looks like there are more than singles in there.
I ain't picking those up either, because you're going to have to bend down and get that.
I'm going to pick those up with my ass in a minute.
Dang.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Stone Mountain Theme Park. Okay. All right, hold on. While this is loading, let me also...
I don't want to steal my dollars. You know that was part of the bit. You know I need every bit of that money.
I put in like 5 of those. Did you really? Give me 5.
I don't know. No, you didn't.
It's mostly me.
I saw a crumpled 1. That's all I saw.
I threw in 2.
It was 5 over here.
I don't know. Here's a $5 bill. You can have
closer
that.
Closer to 7.
The rest are mine.
17. I gave you a dollar.
Pretty sure I threw made 2. Money on that. Yes. Good at this game. Everybody throw their money on the floor and see who wins.
Everybody throw their money.
This is the second segment.
Yeah, see, that's what happens.
That's what happens when John wants to ruin the show and order pizza.
We so won't hear it when they come.
We so won't.
Yeah.
They're going to call your phone. That's why I made sure it was on charge, because I know.
There it goes.
Is that ringing right now?
Check it.
Dude.
You probably should just check the door.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, you're the one doing this. Get up.
Oh, yeah, that's pizza number all the way.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, we've been here for like 20 minutes. We have your pizza with a ton of sausage on it.
You're listening to music.
There's so much sausage on this pizza.
Do you have your tip money? Get your tip money.
Take your tip money.
Do you need more?
Give them sausage.
Take it. And I will let you know that.
Take that sausage.
Really? Give him something.
Pulaski, Tennessee. Birthplace.
I think I just
Pulaski, baby.
I never tip a guy less than 5.
I don't either.
He just took.
I just give him 5.
I gave him a 5 and he said he wanted something smaller.
What a prick. We should bust his butt. But Pulaski, Tennessee.
Oh, Jesus.
Boom. All Tennessee. Right.
Birthplace of the Klan.
The Klan.
Clan
now,
men.
Well, let us go to the stone mug.
So while John's outside, we totally have the chance to talk about him. This doesn't happen on every podcast. We should totally... what don't you like about John?
Well, he's kind of got this douchey vibe
going on. Pretty douchey.
See what I'm saying? Like,
I get it. I know what you mean. He totally even just forgot his wallet and his card. Like, now he's making the guy wait even longer.
He's got like half a haircut. There's one half.
It's cut, and the other half's not.
Not sure what he is. I don't know.
That makes you skeptical, Ty?
Makes me skeptical.
The half.
See all this
haircut?
Hair that's going on? I just let it go.
just let it go. Yeah.
There's an antebellum plantation and farmyard at Stone Mountain Park.
See, did they talk about the laser light show and the?
No, I'm
the,
looking
the
for
generals
it.
On
I'm
the
looking
mountain?
For it.
Yeah, that's what you need to look up.
No, they do talk about the generals on the mountain. Like that's a
pretty big deal. That's the whole reason.
So is it
there.
Actually carved into
oh,
it?
Oh, it's carved into it.
It's like a relief. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's in that fucking mountain. It's not like it's not as good as Mount Rushmore. It looks like shit, but you know, it's something.
Yeah, it's no Mount Rushmore. The Sitting Bull Monument?
I've seen that. That was cool.
I remember doing some awesome fucking like tubing down some rivers and stuff around there. Like
yeah. This is also
it's a beautiful place.
185 years ago.
Pretty sure the clan was there though at some point.
There is no mention of the clan at all.
There is a laser
show spectacular.
They should do instead of Burning Man there. They should do Burning Clan.
Burning
just
Clan,
like, you know, a bunch of clan dudes running around on fire. Be cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
Get crazy.
Yeah,
lots of moonshine.
John just came in and asked me if he could bring the pizza in. To which I said
he's
yes.
He's probably doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I feel like, you know, we need to thank John for, you know, ordering pizza. I mean,
thanks, John, for ordering pizza. I don't know where to put it.
Grab a piece and
munch away on the microphone.
That's what we do.
Pretty professional.
Laser show spectacular in mountain vision.
Yeah.
Is that double sausage? It looks
sausage
suspect.
Yeah, you got any double paper towels?
That's suspect.
they're in the kitchen. I think they're on the kitchen table, man. God damn it. It's like having a jolly tall maid.
It's like Burning Clan is going on in here right now.
I don't know.
Is this Burning Clan Festival? There needs to be chicks with boobs. And
free with your $10 vehicle entrance
fee. You're awful more talkative than you have been.
Why don't you shut your mouth? I'll talk more.
Well, I think...
I love you.
I think one of the reasons is because that... me and you probably share a common thing that we can make fun of Duncan on here.
You're not going racist on me.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he is. I'm pretty sure that Duncan has been trick-or-treating in the last
it is
two
true.
Days.
It is true.
It is true.
You're a grown
30-year-old man.
Is it just 30? It's just 30. I don't know how old it is. You look about... 65 with
shut
that
the fuck up.
Thinning hair, but
man.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, man.
Fuck you, Owen.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. I look like I'm about 12 with my
big,
you know,
Jew nose. I know.
Exactly.
Oh,
you guys must love each other.
Damn, Jew nose, really? You Jew nosed me?
You kind of got a big old fucking
schnoz. Do I have a Jew nose?
You got a big schnoz, bro.
I have a big schnoz, I know, but I would never call it
a Jew
nose.
Okay, it doesn't do like the fucking Middle Eastern witch hook.
The Middle Eastern witch hook.
I know. It doesn't.
I mean,
it.
Like, if you were Jewish, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh,
but I wouldn't define that as a Jew nose.
It's not a.
You should dye your hair black.
This is the first time I've ever heard this in my life.
Dye your hair black.
Here he goes, fucking with the microphone again.
I'm trying to get it. I gotta eat here. The guy.
I gotta get the mic closer to my face while I eat.
It's my job.
Give me a slice of pizza.
It's my job. You're
hogging
it.
Come get yourself a.
You're hogging it over there.
You fuckasaurus.
Look at me and my couch and my pizza.
Not only is fuckasaurus hurtful, it's stupid.
Stupid and hurtful is the best. Yeah, whoa, Ty.
Yeah,
Ty hooks it up. This is double sausage?
I don't know. This is double.
This thing's like single sausage.
Uh-huh.
That's barely single sausage at best.
This is exactly the amount of sausage I wanted to double. Oh, fuck.
If there was more sausage, I'd be happier. I didn't
That's
even
what I'm
try.
Saying.
Fuck you, Broadway pizza.
Man, this is the best podcasting I've done in a long time.
It really is. Pizza Straight cast? Pizza cast.
We haven't even done pizza cast yet.
Nope.
So we're
so
all
you want to make fun of me for trick-or-treating.
I do. Enjoying sausagey pizza.
Let me tell you guys, I trick-or-treated last year with...
You have a kid.
With a kid. It's fucking awesome. Like, you let them do it, and you just revel in how cute it is.
And then you can take all the
are.
Good candy.
And then you take the candy you like.
Yeah. See, I, on the other
he
hand...
He went...
My son discovered what candy was halfway through trick-or-treating last year.
Halfway through?
And we don't give him candy.
Oh,
and, like,
well,
this
okay.
stuff, it was, like, little like, just, like, prize toys or something. He didn't...
Right.
He was, just, like, was excited about collecting it. He figured out it was candy about halfway through the night. And the dynamic of the evening changed. It was him trying to chew into all of it. And us trying to, like, limit his intake. Hmm.
No. Not all at once. Not all at once.
That's awesome.
Fucking dad stories. But see, much unlike you, Duncan is a, 30-year-old male.
Childless male.
Childless
Kelsey
male.
Almost counts.
Virgin.
With
That's
a
definite no.
I still think of her as 18 years old, by the way. I don't... I've known her for a couple of years. And
You've known her for 2 years. She was 20 when I met her.
I was going to say, she wasn't 18.
I still think of her as 18 years old. But all right. What's she now? 23?
22.
22.
This is your lady we're talking about?
Yeah. This little lovey-dovey fag goes running off to, go play with Mickey. And,
oh, yeah.
And not, and Mickey's not so
Mickey's
scary.
Not so scary.
Halloween
party.
Gay.
This shit is awesome.
why do you like it? Why do you? Tell me why you enjoy it.
Because I like Halloween.
I do, too.
For one.
But why does Mickey Mouse have to shit all over my Halloween?
Because Mickey Mouse hands out fucking bagfuls of candy.
His fat... Kid.
You can get that shit at Walgreens, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's not as fun.
His inner fat kid takes over. And this is what it is. He's, like we were talking earlier on the porch, Duncan, as we've mentioned on the podcast before, used to be how much?
380.
No, you gotta have reverb for that. How much?
380 pounds.
And you used to... Well,
that was robot. I'm sorry.
And you were 260.
I was 260, I mean.
That's a heavy couch right there.
Uh-huh.
I am 6'9". I'll say 260s. It was a little overweight, but like I was healthy.
6'2", 380. Fuck yeah.
What do you weigh now?
About 200, give or take.
Yeah.
Maybe 210. I don't know. I feel like I put on a couple lately.
All in your height. It's like half of it's in your shins.
It's all in your feet.
Man.
I try all day long to be 220, and it's so hard. I'm 215 all the time.
Yeah.
Oh man, bodybuilder talk, fucking riveting.
It's not Bobby. I'm tall. It's not that heavy. I'm not a bodybuilder.
I meant to have you on to have bodybuilder talk and
pizza
over pizza,
cast.
Man. This is exactly the show I imagined it would be.
Dude, we're just eating right now so we could get swole.
Huge.
We're about to do P90X in here.
Bane here.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Let's get swole.
No.
Let's get swole.
No.
Oh dear.
No.
Saying your diet,
oh,
Duncan.
Shit. Fucking Bane, why'd you bring me into the sewer?
For the pizza.
What are you, a Ninja Turtle?
Maybe I think Bane's kind of part Ninja Turtle.
I need a T-Pain cable.
T-Pain? Are you in the sewer with me?
He doesn't have a cable.
I need a T-Pain cable, man.
Somebody is chewing into the microphone hard.
I lost the T-Pain cable.
He lost it.
I lost that.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds hilarious.
It's a lovely little bit on the show where Bane and T-Pain interject from the sewer.
Yeah.
And it's T-Pain.
And straight up, we got T-Pain.
Then they're always high on codeine.
Yeah, that... The big thing is Bane really pals around with T-Pain because he has the best coding.
Yeah, speaking of rappers getting high on stupid things, Lil Wayne, the scissor.
I hope
thing,
he dies. I really do.
I love Lil Wayne.
I really hope he dies.
I think the fact that he drinks scissor is the stupidest thing I've ever
heard.
Gets
scissor crazy.
Like, is he like 15 years old?
Man, that's somewhat. Some people claim that whole Trayvon Martin kid was on, was sipping that, what's it called? Lean. That's how he was buying half the ingredients, yo. Skittles and fucking Skittles in the iced tea. Mix that with a little codeine, you got some lean, yo.
I don't even know what that is.
That's basically, it's basically scissor.
I know, but yeah. Like, I've never... Dude, I stopped doing drugs that I didn't know what they were a long time ago.
Well, but, yeah, it's kid shit.
A guy at work explained to me what scissor was, and he was like, yeah, man, I can get you some. And I was like, I would be interested in trying it, actually. but I really don't think I would want to. Like, it's like just cough syrup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a copious amount of cough syrup.
It's cough syrup made to taste sweet, and yeah, that's all it is.
Didn't we used to call that robo-tripping?
Pretty much.
I don't remember what we called it. We had a different name for it, but we did that.
I had such a different childhood than you did.
I was like 15. Yeah. Let's all get that cough scissor.
Oh, dude, I remember robo-tripping. I did it unintentionally the first time. I don't want to ever do it again. It's horrible.
Pizza we had a good time. Pizza but then felt like ass. Mm.
Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to... Am I allowed to criticize a business publicly?
Sure.
I'd like to give a shout out to Broadway Pizza. Around Owen's place.
What's up, Broadway?
I'd like to criticize you for charging me $7 more than the published price for extra sausage.
$7
and delivering for extra sausage? A regularly amount of sausage.
If a regular amount.
Like
of sausage.
A lean regular amount of sausage.
We got hardcore fucked on this sausage pizza here.
Really did. But I didn't pay for it, so I don't really care.
You know what we haven't done
it's still
in a while,
mildly
Duncan?
Delicious.
One of your stories from your states.
Oh.
It's usually a second segment thing.
Yeah.
What states do we have?
I
mean, we got a lot open.
Yeah, we got a lot open. Iowa.
I'm going to give you the choice.
Iowa?
Iowa? Okay. Let's go
Iowa.
You want to go Iowa?
Iowa.
Starting to close out the Midwest?
I did an upper decker in Iowa. Can you beat that?
No. Did you really?
Yeah, it was. I have done two of them in my life. One of them was in Iowa.
Was it in an opposing team's locker room?
It was in the Cornhuskers Stadium, but I didn't really care. I was just, yeah. It happened.
You just did it to be a dick?
Yeah, kind of. My other friend hated like hardcore on Iowa college bullshit, but who cares? But I did the
better
upper decker.
Story than mine.
It was great. The upper decker?
No,
I was gonna say. I hope.
Does
not.
Everyone know what an upper decker is?
Everybody knows what an.
We
upper
should
decker
explain
is.
It.
Okay, an upper decker it's for those of you that don't know is
when
you
you're
take
in
the
a public bathroom.
Hold on,
you
hold
never,
on, hold
well,
on, a, hold on a second. You have to have performed an upper decker to describe it.
Okay, I have not performed an upper decker.
You've never done it?
I've never done it either.
Come on, Duncan. Okay, I was going to say, if nobody else here is upper decked, I'd be sad.
I have one of my teammates upper decked St. Cloud.
I love that about your teammate.
The upper decker is where you remove the tank of
lid
toilet
boiler.
Pop that lid. Yep.
And you take a shit in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
put the lid back.
Defiling your water for days.
Yeah.
It's probably the most awful thing ever.
Makes it poop soup.
Yep. Just, that will keep on going
so
and going.
Brown and sticky.
Unless you get it out there.
Ugh. That team was a bunch of assholes, so they deserved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Iowa.
I would diarrhea shit in there. And really make it
sadly,
a mess.
However, if anyone on the team even noticed it, a janitor probably cleaned that toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Some guy working for a living.
I recant
my joy from that story.
I bet mine went unchecked for a while in the Cornhusker Stadium, and I bet you like a few days in, somebody was like, something's wrong with this shit over here. But
it's just that one stall that people avoided.
No, we did it in like four. There's four of us.
Four of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
And somehow we all took a shit at the same time. That's hard to do. Like, I can't know. Crap on command. They're maybe right. Duncan can, but.
No, I crap when my body tells me to crap.
Yeah.
Perhaps you all visited some sort of like food challenge because at I went to a small private college in Palm Beach before I moved to UCF. And in the cafeteria or our like lunch room or lunch meal plan place.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a grilled cheese and the three cheese challenge was eat three of the grilled cheese and then not shit for like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah, like at a
That's
quick,
a limit?
At a quick turnaround.
I'm going to say
I
could be...
I know. Nope. I bet you, because I've eaten at the factory.
Mine goes through me quick, too.
I'll say the one thing about the factory, they have the butter. Maybe Disney. Who am I thinking of with the butter? They put something in their butter, and it's weird.
Good.
And it makes
it way to hide it, asshole.
you know, maybe it's one of those things. That
right. Something
are huge in Orlando.
Butter in it.
With people and butter.
The butter.
Your butter's fucked up.
I love calling it out.
I wake up every morning, drink a glass of water, and shit within 10 minutes.
Damn.
Every day.
I mean...
You also eat eight times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I eat one meal once.
How much do you shit?
Pretty much.
Do you shit a lot? You shit eight times a day, don't you?
Oh my God. I shit every morning.
That's it.
Clockwork. And then, like, when I'm like,
still stuffing his mouth with pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
So, on days, on the show. Oh, yeah, this is classy shit here.
Uh-huh.
On days,
welcome to the Ono Radio
on
Show.
On weeks when I've, like, got a lot of vegetables in my diet, or I've, like, really been eating more, I'll usually shit when I get home from work, too.
Usually.
You're just saying
so twice a day shit.
Well, usually. That's fine. I probably average twice a day.
Okay. That's fairly healthy.
I thought you were going to go
that's
extreme.
Good.
Some days I turn it up, probably. Like 3 or 4 times a day.
I think because I eat copious amounts of cheese, I don't poop every day. It doesn't happen every
day.
Like, there's...
I've gone days.
There's definitely been a couple days in between here and there, and I start to be like, should I be pooping? And then I poop, and it's great.
No, it's
huge. I poop before I leave the house. Then
usually,
I poop again at work.
It's fantastic. It's usually absurd. Like, it comes right out as like, oh. But then you get up, and it's like sticking out, or like, there's no way for it to like, I don't know. It's, yeah.
Oh, I have so much shits.
I'm definitely a foot and a half to 2 foot of crap.
I think I'm made of shit. Like sometimes.
It's scary.
Like,
you might be. You actually might be.
Like just all that's in there.
Have
shit.
You ever made a volcano that comes out of the water?
I've broken toilets.
I have definitely peaked the surface
we should
of the water.
Really
yeah.
move on from this topic.
No, we should all tell
turd
our
talk.
Greatest crap story
cast.
Ever.
Pizza cast, turd talk,
this,
and pizza
this
cast.
This started as a story about you were explaining what an upper deck is.
Yeah.
Upper deck.
No, before that, I was talking
south.
About Iowa.
Iowa, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost got fired in
he
Iowa.
Did an upper decker in Iowa.
Because I had amazingly stinky weed.
Yeah.
And it stunk up the hotel corridor so bad that like
the cops were walking up
roadie shit.
The cops weren't, it was actually like the hotel security, but of course my like the elevator, as soon as you got off the elevator, mine was the first room across from the elevator bank, so naturally it smelled like fucking ganja,
right? And no one suspects you.
No, not at all. No, especially when they walk up to the room. And my dumbass roommate, who's one of the fucking talent, answers the door higher than shit. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So, yeah, Iowa I have a distaste for because I almost lost my job. And I think I had to not smoke weed for like 3 or 4 days, and that really sucked.
Oh.
It's not a very baggish story, man.
What do you want from me? It's Iowa.
Yeah, it's true.
Pooping.
Who goes to Iowa?
Doing upper decker, man.
Like, on their own free will.
I don't know.
Or anywhere around there, really. I mean, I'll go to Chicago, but it's not really that close.
Chicago's not close.
I don't know. I
not
think
that
the
close.
Midwest is
I've driven
one big
through
state.
Iowa on the way to Minnesota, and that's it.
Like, yeah, Iowa's awful.
It's never it's like, oh, you can get through there pretty quick, that short part of it.
My dad's side of the family was from Iowa, so like early childhood, I had been there a bunch for Christmases and what have you, but they both died by the time I was like 14 or something like that.
Yeah. You don't really want to go to Iowa anyway.
Yeah.
There's
a
lot of mess.
Sioux City, what?
Goddamn.
Fucking Des Moines.
Des Moines who?
We're running out of air, Duncan. I feel like we've done enough show for these assholes for one night.
I really think that PizzaCast brought it to an abrupt halt.
PizzaCast just ruined it.
It didn't ruin it. It made it awesome. Don't get me wrong. I feel fantastic after the pizza.
I feel like it got me going.
But
yeah, John's ready to do another 3 hours of podcast.
Well, yeah, but that's just because he doesn't want to go home.
Give me a topic, man. Talk about it.
All right, that's Let's go speedball topics. Uh-oh. At John, and we have to get an opinion on something or a word association type of thing. We'll go back and forth.
Immediate, here's my opinion of that.
Yeah.
Okay. You immediately cast judgment on something?
Immediately cast judgment. We haven't done this before, but I think this is a good idea.
All right. No. You don't fucking check text messages. Well, we're in the middle of a show, but now that you're done. All right. RoboCop remake.
Excited about it. A little sketched out about the costume.
Ty.
Wrong.
Definitely fearful of my death, of that movie coming to fruition. Oh my god!
The cartoon King of the Hill.
I enjoy saying "Dad," like trying to talk like Bobby and Bobby. Other than that, I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah, you know the Bobby Hill's a chick.
Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl that plays.
I didn't know that. Duncan. Like Bart Simpson.
Yeah,
one of my favorite shows.
You already said, see, I don't have anything to ask you because you already said that you like
Jewish
Little
Mafia.
Wayne, so you're dead to me. Jewish Mafia, go.
Jewish Mafia.
Well, they are dangerous.
Yes.
Because the Jews invented the Uzi.
That is true.
How
do you feel about the way that the Jews are forced to do a year in the army every Jew has to do that?
I'm actually pretty cool with that.
I think
there's a lot of people in our culture that are like, fuck you, I'm so awesome.
You think it's cool, that sort of oppression, to put people in that position? You think you're cool with oppression?
Like,
is that what you
saying,
are? You're an impressionist? It's not what an impressionist is.
This is Tea Party fascist.
We've done a really...
Fascist.
John Wright,
fascist.
God, are you going to let me answer this fucking question?
Probably not. It's our show. We do whatever we want.
This is like one of those army type of shows where you have an army of listeners and you just have people on so you can berate them and make them feel dumb.
Sometimes.
Man, that really is pretty close to what we'd like it to be.
Yeah, we don't.
Army of listeners, I wouldn't necessarily go that far.
Okay.
We might have a platoon.
If we were to put a percentage on it, 60% of the time?
We just berate
70,
people?
70, yeah, 70, yeah.
It depends. It depends on if it's Kurt Cast.
True.
Like, this is fun. He's been borderline Kurt Cast.
He's okay, though.
Yeah, no, you're good. I give my thumbs up on that. You haven't talked over us to the point that it becomes your show.
He's a professional actor, man.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
I'm so good at sitting on a couch with a microphone.
I'm so good.
You have
so
no
good
idea.
Yeah, now that you stopped fucking adjusting it, you're actually doing okay.
Well, now it's in my range.
Never mind the mouthful of pizza, No,
but he shoved that over like it was a mouthful of chew. He actually had a little Bill Clinton kind of vibe going on right there. Yeah, that's
thumbs up with only the end of my thumb, just like Bill Clinton.
Back to speed round, man.
Oh, shit.
What was the topic that you guys would like? What was the question I wasn't allowed to
Bill
answer?
Bill Cosby.
Does fucking pudding that he endorsed, man.
Man.
That's good chocolate.
Man. Pudding pop. Ty, you're
also
involved in this,
also
too.
Also, Bill Cosby has somehow, he is now synonymous with bad sweaters.
Giving
these are all the questions you want to ask somebody, man.
You're supposed to ask me a question.
But I don't
anal sex.
Oh, man. Why would you say that?
Because Owen thinks about it
a lot. Did you get excited?
Like uncomfortably excited. I need to get out of here.
We still haven't gotten an answer.
I'm not into it, man.
Not into it?
Hot round. This is hot round.
Hot round. Not into it? Not into, well, I mean,
vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, God.
You mean like, would I put it in a woman? Sure. But like,
No.
You don't need one yet?
What? No, he's not talking about that. He's still on anal.
Yeah, he's still on the butt.
No. Oh. No, obviously, like unless you're one of the gays, like we're going to assume that we're talking about pitching and not catching.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Sure, that's fine with that.
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever they want.
Speak for yourself, Duncan.
Jesus, I know you love it in the ass because you're
all
big,
the time.
Big fag.
All the time.
Yeah. I know. That's why you have that big microphone. It doubles as your butt plug.
It's fucking.
The show's
that's why I won't let you sit here because
lately.
I don't want to sit there because
the show is strange lately. Is that what you just said?
About you said the microphone, your butt plug. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. This is nothing. Did you not notice the vagina flower behind him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
It's beautiful.
Vagina Vagina flowers.
Keep calm and party on. Somebody's cute kid. Vagina flower.
Yep.
Somebody's cute kid. That would be Owen's. Me. Owen's parents' cute kid.
Is that a little, is that a little Owen?
That's me. That's me
little Drinky the clown.
He was a towhead.
They always keep you in the trunk.
That's how they fucking smuggled him into this country.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up with that?
What do you mean by a towhead? No.
Towhead, that's a blonde.
What?
A little blonde kid is called a towhead.
No one else.
I didn't know.
I got nothing.
Really didn't know that?
What do you call it?
A towhead?
A little blonde kid is called a towhead.
Toe?
Towhead.
Towhead.
Ty?
I can't say I've ever heard
that. We're going to have to write a song called Towhead now.
Maybe I just know because I have a little blonde kid and people call him a towhead, and I've learned it.
Is that a Florida thing?
Where does it come from?
Is that
Is that like
Southern
head?
Dialect?
Potato head?
I don't know. Towhead.
Towhead.
Etymology. Towhead. Look it up.
We all have
I'm
iPhones
off to
here.
The internet.
None of us are going
to
do it.
I'm doing it right now.
We'll find out the answers to... You know,
these and none other of the questions that nobody wants to know.
That we talked about tonight on next week's show.
I don't even know what we talked about tonight.
No one does. And I'm going to ask you later that same question over text message and try and write the synopsis for the show.
Oh, God.
I'm sure you'll be very unhelpful.
Well, I normally am.
Ty does nothing, so don't worry about it. At least you try.
I don't worry.
I do what I want.
I was like, you know...
Ass or titties? Give me the ass or titties.
Ass or titties.
What do you go first? J-dubs.
Titties.
On his word. Ass or titties?
Tits or ass? Please phrase it right.
Totally depends on the girl. Like, I'm really... have a broad range of what I can define as attractive.
I can also fall into that group.
So there are some girls that have just amazing boobs that are completely distracting and I can't even speak to them. Back before I was married, obviously.
Obviously.
Clearly. Because now that you're married, you don't actually see tits at all.
I'm just not allowed to look at them anymore. I wear very dark sunglasses most of the time.
So that she can't see you looking?
No, I can't even see through them.
Yeah, okay.
Head straightforward. He wears
just get yourself one of those goddamn gay new RoboCop fucking helmets.
Nah, he wears
fucking
those
stupid new costume.
So you agree this costume
Terminator
looks sketchy?
Glasses.
I agree that everything about that movie looks horrible.
Yeah,
I'm excited that they're making RoboCop.
No.
Not?
No, I'm absolutely not.
It looks like the bane
you know
of my
why?
Existence.
You know why I'm not? Because
you're sick and tired of Peter on the History Channel stuff.
Well, what I'm really tired of is...
You can't make RoboCop PG-13.
You can't make RoboCop...
You can't do it.
It's never going to be as good... Yes.
Oh, that's disappointing.
It's never going to be as good as it was then, because nobody's using practical effects anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody's actually building
Sometimes.
Shit. Yeah.
Sometimes. I'm just saying there are those people out there that do that, and it's awesome.
Yes, the ones that do. Yeah, I really hate...
They're going to destroy it, though. It's
yeah, they're going to destroy it.
He has the human hand thing is like...
You didn't even think about that until I posted that article, did you?
No, I thought about it right away when
I
watched it.
And then it's,
but it's annoying.
It's very annoying. there's nothing about that movie that isn't completely annoying.
I have a picture of me in a RoboCop helmet.
I love RoboCop.
You probably don't
too.
Want to see, so I will look it up.
I think we're getting out of here, guys.
Owen got frustrated with movie nerd talk.
Come on. How much can we really
Let's talk about boobs and asses.
I like both.
I like boobs. I like butts.
I like Motorhead, Duncan. Don't you?
I like Motorhead a lot.
Cowboys' butts drive you nuts. I saw your bumper sticker.
Anyway, gay actor guy, do you have anything to promote?
My flat brim hat.
Flat brim hats. Don't endorse
Chump,
them.
Brian Smith brand. B. Smith. Chump wear. Sand
Chump
style.
Wear.
Promoted. Bam.
Sand
All right,
leg.
There you
Bam.
Go. You got your plug.
We're going to edit the shit out of that.
Yeah, that's going to go.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Gay.
Flat brim hats.
Penises.
Things on our list that we don't like. Anyway, guys, it's been fun. John, seriously, it has been cool having you over. You're welcome back anytime you want to order us pizza and,
I think we'll get one more show in before I leave.
Yeah, there's the one more show.
What about us? Where are you going?
Next week is going to be probably Duncan's going away, celebration, and... Funeral.
Funeral on the show.
You know, for the show.
They're going to treat this like a wrestling storyline.
You're leaving me with Ty. You do realize this, right?
I know.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be keyboard cast. It's going to be Casio cast.
We're going to have something. We're going to still keep doing cast. It. And Duncan, you're going to call from the road. We all know
right.
that. But yeah, it'll be the last week next week for Duncan.
Yep.
You know, in studio. So tune in for that. And, you know,
boobs.
Go visit Art Attack's Ty's website.
Yeah,
it's actually really fucking awesome. And
it's rad.
Listen to this, of course, later at the... at onoradioshow.com. Leave us voicemails at the number 321-332-0186. And send us emails. We've all got one. You can find them on the Facebooks and the websites. Just do that because you know how to use internet, assholes. All right. Good night.
Go eat a bag of dicks.